So what it is the exterior should serve the interior. So like right through the heavenly doctrines, we get this idea of what is it given for a person to do, you know, well, to do their work faithfully and justly. And, you know, so we engage in exterior activities with a view to doing, you know, prosecuting those activities in the right spirit. That's fine. That's one level. And we can certainly do that by, in a sense of all appearances. But in actual fact, you know, when you really look at it, to do things from a just and right motive and concern for the other, really that, and I'm talking about on an external level, what our attempts to do that do is shows us our inner attitudes. And so they may never get expressed, but internally we can see them. And really, so we engage in the externals of life. We love our neighbor externally with a view to allowing that effort to show us where things internally don't correspond, because that is really where the work lies. You know, we've got to get the inside of the cup worked on so that the exterior of it is clean, right? So that we're moving from what is internal to what is external, and not just putting on an external show. So in logopraxis, one of the key concepts is that external life is there to provide us with a window or a sounding board so that we can see our interior states, and that's where our work lies. So we must do what is right externally, but always with a view to the fact that in doing that, that which is in disorder internally is revealed, and that's really where the spiritual life is. It's at that level. So both then sit in their right relationship to each other.